Welcome to your county commissioners meeting for November the 22nd, 2010. We will begin the meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold. Pledge of allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Please bow with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us this elected body the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that are less fortunate for us and for those that don't have the freedoms of worship or a government that represents their interests. And as we approach this Thanksgiving holidays, let us be mindful of our many blessings. In addition, we ask a special blessing for our troops and their families, wherever they may be. And with our employees and their families, grant them safe travel and a healthy Thanksgiving. Dear Lord, we ask all of these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're going to take up one item out of order, and that is Addendum A under Sheriff's Department. And the agenda reads to receive an update regarding the investigation of the hangman's noose incident that occurred on November 15th, 2010. Before going further on that issue, as far as I know, this is unprecedented. I personally do not believe that this court or any member of it has the authority to call on any law enforcement agency to give a report on, I assume, a still ongoing investigation. I see no different in that than having the district attorney appear here once a month and keep us apprised of everything that's going on in that office. I do not think it's proper. That's my position on it. But whatever the court wants to do.
Judge,
it's your item, Commissioner.
Judge,
Alfred,
I put it on. I appreciate your sentiments or your beliefs. But I put that on because I think that the citizens of the county, along with our employees, and I have talked to Sheriff Woods and asked him to let them be in control of saying what he can, but to soothe the palates of our citizens and our employees. In some communities, a noose means something. And in the community I grew up, it means something that's very negative and derogative. I don't want Jefferson County, its sheriff department, as the county seat in Beaumont, Texas, getting media all over the country, and we have not addressed it in some form. Sheriff does not have to say anything about the investigation, but at least let it be known that something is happening, because the things that were coming out wasn't coming out from the appropriate sources. That's all I ask for as far as an update, not to intervene or interfere with any investigation. Am I right, Sheriff Woods?
Let me, Judge, I respect and appreciate those words. I do know this is unusual, but it is something that I do not mind talking about at this time.
We are completed with our investigation. We had Ms. Green Wendland over to our office this morning. Chief Stevens and others in my office have worked very hard last week trying to get to the bottom of this incident. We kind of started out a little handicapped because we weren't notified right away. By the time we got word of that this had occurred, as you well know, the evidence that we would have liked to have had was not present. It was gone. All we had to operate on was some photographs that were taken. One thing we did recognize right away from those photographs, as commissioners, you know, we've got a couple of guys that frequently stay around here. Lots of us in the sheriff's office are very familiar with them. We kind of look after them, provide them with some clothes and food from time to time. We recognize some of the belongings and the rope, the noose, is possibly belonging to Mr. McElroy. But it was gone, so we had to backtrack with the witnesses that saw it and get statements from everybody. Last week, Chief Stevens did, they were able to find Mr. McElroy. They interviewed him. It was recorded, the interview. If there's anybody that would like to see it, we've already shown that to Ms. Green this morning. But he did admit that it was his stuff. Because of the way the repairs that are going on with the courthouse right now, as you know, the entrance on Franklin and over here have made some pretty good shelters, and they've been sleeping under there at night from time to time, and that's what had been going on that morning. We do understand the alarm that was caused by finding that rope that appeared to be a noose. Ms. Green was not the only person that saw it. She was not the only person that was suspicious of its intentions, and we understand that. But we were able to get to the bottom of it, and I want everyone here to understand it was not done for any malicious intent or to cause alarm, but it was purely a rope that was fashioned in a manner so that McElroy could carry his belongings with him. He's been seen with them in numerous places around downtown here. But if you do know where his bedroll and his coats are and his rope, he'd like to have them back. If we can find them, we'd like to get them back for him.
Sheriff, were you able to determine the race of the person that was involved?
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Yes, he is a black man.
Yes, and Sheriff, I want to say I appreciate you giving a report. And unlike Judge, I have to understand, I hope everyone understands, if nothing else came out of this, the procedure for this type of incident should be addressed. I appreciate Commissioner Alford putting it on the agenda because there's a lot of things that happen, and we're on the front lines of our community. A noose offends my constituents.
We understand that.
A report calming those fears or the anger helps me explain to my constituents that we address this issue. It offends me. And Mr. McElroy, being African American, it's been said that he's a transit, and I don't mean to put the man out. Is that his first name? I prefer to say his first name.
His first name is Lawrence.
Okay, I didn't mean to say it. Okay.
He would correct you on that,
yes,
by the way.
Right. And the thing about that is, if, you know, I say that, and I don't know if he's has a mentally challenged, is the word I prefer to use, because I've heard that used on this gentleman already. He could be more dangerous than someone that intentionally put that noose there to incite fear. So we need to address anyone hanging around, staying at the courthouse, at the doorways, because the employee that found that noose, not only is a personal friend, a classmate, but she was very disturbed that morning.
I know that she was. We spoke to her.
And I think it behooves this court to address any safety issues, and I appreciate the security issues. It may even imply that we need to take further security issues. We spend quite a bit of money on security around here. And when employees come to work, they should not be disturbed by things they see, be it African-American or any other race of person, because it's dangerous. And I appreciate you giving that report. I appreciate Commissioner Alpha putting it on. And I think it was a proper thing to do, and I stand by that. Thank you.
I would ask that employees here that have something, a concern of a law enforcement nature, to please contact us right away. Immediately. Had we been notified that morning, and there is always someone there 24/7 in the sheriff's office, even if courthouse security has not arrived yet, there's someone there in dispatch. We'll have a unit come over there and get that. And to speak to the two guys that are around here, Commissioner, this issue has come up before. Personally, I don't think either one of these guys are dangerous. They've never done anything or given any indication that they're a danger to anyone or threatening. I know they can be a little threatening in appearance at times, but they do kind of stay away from the public, and they do seek shelter here from time to time. It's a public building. It prevents some difficult challenges for us with a public building of keeping people away when the place is open to the public. But both these guys have some special issues, and I don't mind telling you, we kind of look after them at times. And so, I mean, they're less fortunate than us, and we understand that, and we deal with them in that manner.
And I want it understood that I don't feel all mentally challenged people are dangerous, but anyone that would try and incite fear, would, you know, using the news, a SWAT sticker or anything, they're dangerous. And unless your investigation would have found otherwise, you know, it could have been a different outcome.
His intentions were not to frighten anybody or strike fear. I mean, that was, you know, a piece of a rope that he uses to carry his belongings with, and he didn't have it hanging there to scare anybody. It was just a place of convenience for him to hang it at that time. So,
Sheriff, I want to say this.
Yes.
I want to thank you, number one, for your staff going right after it and investigating, because I reported it 802 when to security, and Sergeant Bruce Ard, and then I think Major Singleton called me. I want to thank y'all for getting on it, but I just felt, like I said, that coming from the chief law enforcement officer of the county to at least soothe the palates of our community, that is very important, no matter what anyone thinks. I think we don't need certain things happening in our county, and that's the only thing I was looking for.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Take the items under purchasing. Item A. Consider and possibly approve an auction for surplus property as authorized by the government code. It's to be auctioned off by Horn Auction, Inc. It's scheduled for Saturday, December the 4th, 2010 at 9 o'clock a.m. Item B, consider and possibly approve an interdepartment transfer of a 2005 Toyota, what is that? Prius? And the VIN number is stated in for the service center motor pool to the crime lab is authorized by the government code. Is there a motion on these items?
So
have a motion, a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, item A needs to be tabled. Item B, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Jimmy Grimes, Walter Lucas, Tizane Bledsoe as commissioners to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for a 2-year term. Item C, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Larry Landry and Paul Truax as commissioners of the Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 1 for a period of 1 year. Item D, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an amended tax abatement agreement with Primcor Refining Group, Inc., DBA Valero, Port Arthur Refinery. Item E.
Judge, I would ask that you take item E.
Item E, okay. Item F, receive and file executed amended order regarding renaming of roads. Item G, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. Item H, consider approving consent resolution and certificate of resolution consenting to the Port of Port Arthur issuing disaster recovery bonds for the benefit of Total Petrochemical USA, Inc. Is there a motion on these items?
Motion to approve, and I'd like to make comment, Judge.
Second, and I would also.
Okay.
My comment, I would like to recognize the gentleman who we're about to swear in and explain a little bit to the court and the audience. This organization, which represents the Volunteer Fire Organization Emergency Management Group in the western and northwestern part of Jefferson County, they're revamping their bylaws and their official incorporation of their organization. And in order to do this, they wanted to reestablish their terms so that they wouldn't have everybody up at one time, as that's the purpose. These are all currently serving in a capacity, and I want to say to each of these gentlemen, I really appreciate, and the Jefferson County citizens appreciate, all your hard work. There's no compensation in this, but they do very actively participate in making some very important decisions on the behalf of the residents of Jefferson County. And I, for one, thank you very much for your service and hope you'll continue to serve in this capacity for as long as you're needed. And I think the judge will be issuing the oath of office immediately following court today. Y'all would stand up and be recognized. Jimmy Grimes, Mr. Walter Lucas, Zane Bledsoe,
he's not here.
Larry Landry, and one of our own employees, Paul Truax. Please stand. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Commissioner, Judge, I want to compliment Jeff and Fred for the abatement, the language that they redid in the abatement. I would have only one question, and Jeff, I hope you guys could tie this down. On number six, where they say quality monitoring meetings, get them to tie down a date that we could have that so we can kind of get it on the calendar. Didn't we have a committee at one time, Mr. Auditor? Who was that? Right.
Tax assessor collector was involved, yeah.
Okay. 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 Okay, I just wanted to, but I wanted to give you a compliment because you did tighten it up quite a bit, and especially for local manufacturers, because we have companies here that they had, in some cases, some companies had looked over. That's all I have, Judge.
Okay. Anything further? All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Opposed? Say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Item E. Consider authorizing the engineering department to fill the position of engineering superintendent and confirming Don Rayo as director of engineering, replacing the title of county engineer. Is there a motion on that?
I'll move.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, Judge. The reason I asked to hold this item, we created a committee, and I think it was in April, April, May, and whereas I've leaned on Mr. Rayo beyond his range, not his range, but what's expected as an engineer. And I want to say I appreciate that, and you've given me correct answers. You've done everything you can within your range and further. The reason I'm questioning this is we created a committee in April. We met maybe once, maybe twice. We found three possible engineers that were selected by your department, Kerry. One of those selections I felt was one of the best selections we could have had. One, I didn't know where it came from, but that's no reflection on you. He had qualifications. And the restructuring of the engineering department, and as I said, I want to make sure Mr. Rayo understand that this passes, I will be leaning on you anyway. I will be voting against this because I feel that we didn't follow through with the committee that we created as a board to find an engineer. And there was no response. I asked for a second interview for one of those selections who I felt was more than qualified, familiar with the county, had worked for the county before, paid taxes to Jefferson County. Out of the three, one was from Florida, one was from Orangeville, and the guy that I felt was the most qualified did a beautiful job in the interview, had worked on several projects in the county, deserved at least a second interview. I didn't say we should hire him. I said he deserved a second interview. And then this item came up, which I told Judge-elect Jeff Brannick that I would be, 2 months ago, I'll be voting against anything that changes outside of that selection without interviewing that, doing a second interview as I feel we should have done. So I just want to wage my objection here, Mr. Rayo. It's not at you personally. I will be leaning on you. I feel it will be approved, but it's not personal. I will not be voting for this. Thank you.
Judge, I have to speak. I ask that we at least hold this item until January. I don't see, number one, why we're in such a rush right now. Number two, we normally reclassify positions and departments during budget. It wasn't done then. And most important, can somebody explain to me, the department calls for a county engineer. What is meant by a head of engineering department? And what are the qualifications? And did we open that up when we were out there looking for an engineering to come in?
Commissioner, I'm not sure who that question is directed at, but since I made the motion, let me at least explain why I made the motion, please, sir. I have shared some of the same reservations that you have voiced. I've shared some of the same reservations that Commissioner Senegal has voiced. But I've been around for 20 years, and I know how critical it is to have a county engineer that not only understands county issues, but knows how to pull the trigger and get projects done, that knows how to deal with the Corps of Engineers, knows how to deal with FEMA, knows how to deal with the bureaucracy that we have to deal with, in particular, the environmental issues that we're now facing that have unduly delayed many of our projects. I also need to say that I'm at the end of my tenure, and I had some concerns about voting on an issue that you guys would have to live with after I'm gone. However, I also know from my 20 years of experience that we need somebody that's proven in that position, and I personally am friends with some of the applicants, but I've not seen an applicant presented that I would have been comfortable voting to put in the number one position. On the other hand, as Commissioner Senegal voiced, even when we had a professional engineer as head of our engineering department, it wasn't that engineer that I went to. It was Don Rayo that I went to. If I wanted to talk about engineering, I could go to the county engineer. If I wanted a project to actually get done or started, and completed, it was Don Rayo that I went and talked to. He may not have a sheepskin hanging on the wall, but he has years and years and years of practical experience. I've dealt with very few people that I would consider a better engineer than Don Rayo, even though he's not a professional engineer. The reason I felt comfortable in making this motion today is that I feel very comfortable that we have a man sitting in the head chair that we've all known, and I think that we all respect and are able to work with. At the same time, this will allow Mr. Rayo to bring in a professional engineer and give this court months and maybe years to observe this person's performance. And when Mr. Rayo decides to retire, then it puts this court in a great position to decide if they in fact want to promote this person or to advertise around the state or around the nation to see what kind of talent's out there, and at that time to make a decision as who should be the number one engineer in the county. So I don't see a downside to this day's, if it passes, I don't see a downside to what the court's doing today, but I see a lot of upsides, and I think it's gonna serve this commissioner's court well over the next year, maybe the next couple of years. And I need to say that I would have not made the motion or even cast a vote today if I thought that this was gonna be a 4-1 or 3-2 decision that was gonna be reversed after the first of the year. I would have simply abstained. But I've had a chance to have conversations with our incoming county judge, Mr. Brannick. He shares many of my thoughts about the value of making this decision today. I've counseled with Mr. Weaver, who will be soon be Commissioner Weaver, taking my place here at the bench, and he feels the same way, and he's voiced support of this measure. So that being the case, I made the motion, and I'm going to vote for it because I do believe that it best serves this commissioner's court and gives this commissioner's court a lot of options in the future to decide and evaluate and make a decision that's best for the citizens and of this county and for this commissioner's court.
You know, Domain, I can appreciate what you have said. My only problem is fair. What's fair? The position that we have as county engineer, it calls for certain qualifications. And those are things that are important. I'm not going to slight Mr. Rayo. He has done an excellent job. But we put together a committee. I asked this court to be very cautious on how you select the committee because it can have some assumptions involved in it when you select it a certain way. I asked to go get a engineer instructor from Lamar and put him on there to give us some guidance. That wasn't done. Only thing I'm saying is I cannot vote on it because of principles. One, if you put somebody in and you let Mr. Rayo hire somebody and put him in the position, you did not do what was fair to the citizens of this county, and I mean all the citizens of this county. So I will not stand up with what I feel in my heart is wrong. You can't tell me that you feel comfortable about it when you know what you're looking at.
Actually, Commissioner, for the reasons that I tried to articulate and apparently did a poor job, I feel very comfortable that my motion today is a motion that, if it passes, will best serve not only this commissioner's court, but the citizens of Jefferson County, all of the citizens of Jefferson County.
Right, and I just want to say also, had this been done when our last engineer resigned, it would have been a little bit more. We spent 9 months now putting HR through a selection, had 20, I was on the committee, 20 or so applications, you know. I'm thinking, okay, now we're asking to restructure a month before the court changes, and I respect that you had conversations with the judge-elect and commissioner-elect, but this is a restructuring of a department that's been, well, I know 2 years for sure, in effect, but I'm sure longer than that. And it only problem I have, and I'm not very comfortable voting against Mr. Rayo, because even if we hire a new engineer, I was going to lean on him. When we had the last engineer, I leaned on him. So I don't see how delaying hiring a county engineer now with the experience that he has would hurt the county, because it only would make it stronger, because we still have him on board, plus an engineer that can sign off on projects. So, I want people to really understand, Mr. Rayo, this is not about you. It's about the process. Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no.
No.
We have 3 ayes, 2 noes. Passes. County Auditor. Item A. Consider and approve fiscal year 2010 budget amendment for capital projects, moving funding for capital items in the amount of $4,409. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 346666 through check number 347029. You'll need to make that correction on your. Is there a motion on this?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering, item A. Consider and possibly approve a permit application to dry bore and jack beneath the KCS railroad. This is in connection with the TDRA drainage improvement to the South Central Garden area with Bob Shaw Consulting Engineer, and that project's located in Precinct 2.
So moved.
We have a motion on that. Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Is there anything further before we adjourn? Oh, where is it? Oh, yeah, next meeting.
Next Monday.
It's on a Monday.
We're going to light the Christmas tree 11 o'clock next Monday.
Yeah. That's not an item, is it?
Too late, too bad, touche, working.
The gentlemen who have been appointed and reappointed to the Jefferson County Emergent Service District, if you will stay till after court, I'll be glad to administer the oath for you. Okay? Thank you very much. We're adjourned.